The Torofu piece that I spoke earlier of is probably the easiest, and it just sort of fits together as puzzles and as a flat kit, and then you can fit it together. Owner's t-shirt is then strewn over it. It wears that, and the dog can use it as a dog bed and have the scent of the owner. And it's a really comfortable little dog bed. Dogs love it. And I know many a time when I come home at the end of the day, you know, I'll get this, what? It's your shoe. I missed you, you know, look, you know, with my dog. And so it's really quite fun to just to have that.
Is that what I'm looking at right here, the Torofu piece?
Yeah. And that particular piece, though it is probably one of the most simple, dogs have really responded to that. And that's one of the works that we included out on the lawn. And the dogs just jump into it and feel right at home with it. And I can get that, you know, it's really a lot of fun. There's also a wonderful piece. It's a mirror, and it looks very Hollywood glamour, and it has this beautiful oriental Kilim carpet leading up to it. And it was about dogs recognizing their images, and there are certain animals that can do that. Elephants can do that, monkeys, chimpanzees, members of the primates, dolphins, porpoises, and people say dogs can't, but poodles do. And so this was very poodle, and it looks very glamorous, and there's a little white, you know, miniature poodle with this that Constantine Grec from Greece created this. And though it looks a little bit frivolous, I mean, it was a nice scientific experiment to see that that dog actually recognized itself. So, you know, all that fabulous hair, what are you going to do? You got to have a mirror to comb it out and look good. It's great.
We should add that Marilyn Monroe would feel right at home with this one. We have the Asian carpet. We have a lighted mirror like a dressing room.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's a lot of people are taking pictures of themselves in that mirror with their dog in their hands. And it's a great little photo shop, which we also encourage people to do. There's a great piece by Jesse Reiser on the other side over here that was done for a chihuahua. And Jesse is the head of the doctoral arts program at Yale for architecture. Wonderfully talented man. Couldn't be here for the opening because he was at the groundbreaking of the new Taipei Cultural Center, which is going to be one of the most amazing structures on the planet. And this is for a chihuahua. And it's hard to describe other than it looks almost Issey Miyake in its design sense. It's all geometric pieces that have all been cut and become this fitted, well, not fitted, but they fit perfectly on a chihuahua who actually thinks it's much larger than it is. And I think chihuahuas have that own self-image. And so this actually is a wonderful way to keep the dog, you know, warm if you were going to walk it. But it also, you know, gives the dog a sense of being a larger dog and kind of fill it in. And I know the amount of time they spent, and if you go online and look at this particular piece, in all of the pleating and the different pieces that have to go together, the fabrics that go together with it, it's mind-blowing that they designed this, and it's really been a really popular piece. I really like it a lot.
That's amazing looking, too. The fabric reminds me a very little bit of origami and a very little bit of the yo-yos we used to make when I made quilts when I was a kid.
You're absolutely right. It does indeed. Yeah. And there's a sheer fabric on the face where the dog sees through. They changed that fabric 4 times during research and development because the dogs didn't like it. And when they found this one, it's like, okay, this works for me, you know? And they're like, okay, that's the one we use. And then they did a wonderful leash that is actually acting as a leash, but it's a hand glove that reaches up towards the owner. So the owner actually holds hands with the dog as they walk instead of holding a leash. That's kind of romantic. I like that.
That is really cute. I'm also curious about what needs this fills for the dog over here. This looks like almost a treehouse-like structure.
It does look like a treehouse structure. There are 2 of those built. They can be used individually, and they're actually, you can continue to stack them. So it could be a wonderful way for a dog to get up to a loft, up to an area, or even higher. But you can crisscross across the back of this and keep coming up. And dogs do it, and they like it. And once they've, you know, done it once or twice, they're running around on it like crazy. But it's a little bit larger. It actually works for humans also. And you can have it, there's a backrest on one side. So you could actually land that and rest and read. And at the same time, your dog can come up to sit next to you and or walk past you and go on to another level. That's another favorite piece. That's also one we have out on the lawn too, the for the dogs to try and owners to try. Kids love these pieces, and they find that they're as much in love with the idea of crawling in these pieces as their dogs are. And, you know, and we're thrilled with that, you know, they're finding that kind of entertainment with it also. So it's, you know, it's all very dog and family friendly, but it's also, again, a serious look at these particular breeds and of these dogs. And I can see why this exhibit's has legs, and four legs to be exact, but it's got legs. And people have come back time and time again to go through it again and bring their friends. And when they find out they can bring their dog, which they hadn't done because museums, you know, no. So they come back with their dog and they want to experience with their dog. We also have for people with larger dogs, you can park your dog with our dog valet service. So if you want to come in without your larger breed, we will also hold the dog for you and valet it while you're inside looking. So we're trying to make sure that all pet owners and dog owners have really can have the experience and have their canine cohabitants and partners at the event also.